From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably heard us talking about the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, which is coming up next month. And to pique your interest, Dr. Randy is having two of the conference speakers on the program with him today. Rick and Holly Beatenbow, President and Ministry Director of Beatenbow Homes in West Texas. So hang on for a great program and listen carefully for more information on the Thrive Conference. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Well, I do have Rick and Holly Beatenbow on the phone from their offices in Lubbock, Texas today. Hey, guys, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you. Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Thanks, Dr. Carlson.
Well, we appreciate you guys, and you're going to be a part of our upcoming Thrive Conference for Families and Business. And you've been a part of the last two that we've done, and we've had set in the response after they hear your story from those who attend is amazing. In fact, as I understand it, several of the attendees have followed up by actually coming to visit you guys in Lubbock.
Yes, that's correct. We actually have six people from a company in Michigan coming next week.
That's great. Hey, listen, thank you for all you're doing. You guys, Beatenbow Homes, Rick, just to give us an overview, what is, for those who don't know, everybody in West Texas knows, but for those who don't, what do you all do?
Well, Beatenbow Homes has been around nearly 25 years now. My father and I, Ron Beatenbow and Rick Beatenbow, started the company in 1992. We had the usual interest for starting a business. We wanted to have some provision and maybe create some wealth, you know. We wanted to have a business that was successful. I won't say that we had big plans for including the Lord in that when we started, but fortunately the Lord had big plans to be involved. So we've been doing this now for, as I said, 25 years. We built about 7,000 homes around West Texas in probably a dozen West Texas cities. We're primarily now building homes in Amarillo, Lubbock, Midland, and Odessa. We have teams in each of those cities that live there and build around 250 homes in each of those cities. And we have been blessed over those 25 years with great people and great success. And frankly, the Lord has been the author of it the whole time, even from the beginning. In 1992, briefly, Dad, my father, had moved away, and when he came back and joined me and we started Beatenbow Homes, he had started on a journey of faith out in California. Found a faithful, spirit-filled church there, and when he came back, he had a different spirit about him, and he was just beginning that journey, really, though he had grown up in church, as I did, knowing of God but not really knowing God. And he proposed when we started that if we had some success, that we would honor God. And that was a pretty general statement, and I agreed without very much faith. But in that moment, I think that was our first business deal. We made it with the Lord, a little covenant, to use a church word, in the business environment. I didn't think of it in those days like that, but as I look back on it, it was. And God started doing his part immediately, gave us everything we needed, and that's really how it's been for the whole time.
Well, Holly, you and Rick work together as a couple, and you have different areas of work and responsibility in the business. That decision that was made in the past to make this really a God-honoring, God-focused business, how did that decision really play out in your lives and the difference it's made for you guys?
Well, in the beginning, in the early days, we thought that the only way as a business that we could honor God and be a part of what God was doing was to give the profits from the business to the ministries over there doing the ministry. And as we invited those ministries, we didn't even know how to do that. But the Lord faithfully, every step of the way, showed us what to look for, how to evaluate ministries. You know, in the Bible, in Matthew, it says you'll know one another by your fruit. And so he started teaching us to look at the fruit, the people's lives that had been impacted by those ministries. And this has been my role in the company from the beginning, is the giving piece, working with the ministries, identifying those fruitful opportunities where the Lord is at work, and then kind of leading and steering our company in the direction of giving gifts in those areas. Mm. We, after years of giving the profits from inside the company to ministries outside the company, the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, "This is really great, Holly, that you are giving all this money over there to these ministries, but you have families right here inside your company. What do they know about my love for them and my generosity in their life through your example?" And that was a real convicting moment, because honestly, it hadn't even occurred to us that the transformation in the lives that we were seeing in the ministries over there, God could do that same transformation in the lives of the families that work inside this company.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of them. How many employees do you have?
We currently have 140 employees.
Yeah. And I've been to Beaton Bow Homes. It's an amazing place, amazing people. And I know you have a passion that's more than just building 7,000 homes. Now, Rick, in your mission statement, it says there, you make the statement, there's a distinct difference between the purpose and the mission of an organization. A mission statement defines what a company intends to do, while a purpose statement clarifies why they're doing it. Expand on that. How has that played out, the difference between what you do and why you do it?
Well, of course, one thing that happens in the marketplace is people who aren't Christians come to work in our business, right? And if our mission statement is a Christian mission statement, maybe they agree, but maybe they don't really agree. They don't really believe that, and it's maybe too much to ask somebody to believe that and to join into that at a high level when they come on board. So we feel like a mission statement in the marketplace needs to have a biblical foundation, but it can be something that anybody could get on board with. To build, serve, impact, our mission statement, those are exciting things, and we know that there's biblical philosophy behind each of those words and concepts, but they're things that really anybody who's a good person and wants to join into something could get excited about. And our purpose, of course, is why we're here, and it's really to glorify God, and that's not something I could probably get everybody to agree. But maybe over time, they would see that if that experience was their experience, if they were loved and cared for and developed and found the Lord, then they would begin to understand, as we all do, it's a progression to discovering that our purpose is to glorify mm-hmm. God. And so that's why we think of it that way. And really, it's changed things dramatically and been more inclusive for people who join in, because we have many people working here that aren't Christians. In some ways, that thinking is the difference between a Christian in business and a kingdom business. Mm. You know, a Christian in business, I can be a Christian over here. I can give money away, and I can love my community, and I can have a deep faith. But maybe my business is over there and doesn't know anything about God or faithfulness. And the idea of a kingdom business is those have to be integrated. And doesn't God want those integrated? As Holly said, the Lord tapped her, and we were immediately convicted by that the people who work here, without being beaten up over it, need to find the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the why behind this running a business, in your case, a very successful business. Now, Holly, when you guys come to the Thrive Conference, you're going to be sharing your story in more detail. What's your heart? What's your heart for when you stand on the platform and share with, you know, 200 or 300 people that are going to be there, how many ever come to be a part of this conference? You know, what is it, the message you want to share to families and business that might be listening today that you want to expound upon at the conference?
Our heart and our desire, you know, we did business for several years without understanding all that God had for us in it and without living it in abundance. And so the difference between the two is so amazing. And our heart is just, we want to show a picture of what God has done here. because it's an invitation for all of us to join into that. You know, God, He wants that fullness and that abundance for all of us. And our hope and desire is that others who have been given the gift of administration of business would get to experience this abundance.
Well, I know at the recent Global Leadership Conference that was held around the world, they featured Beatenbaugh Homes as one of the, you know, businesses that's really doing mission. And we're going to be sharing some of that video content as well. The people are going to get to see behind the scenes what you all are doing, but also to meet you personally. I would ask you, Rick, you guys are in business. You're a leader of a business that's grown. I know you've had good years and bad years and difficult times. What's been the toughest part of leadership for you?
Wow. Probably at times it's getting out of my own way. You know, business leaders, we probably start doing things for the wrong reasons, and we have to unlearn those and change, and really submitting to God fully and coming to the conclusion that this isn't my business and that I don't have to have all the answers, that it's the Lord's business. And if it's His business, then He's going to do it all. And really, I'm a servant unto Him. Mm. And the main thing that I can do is be in His presence and hear His commands for me and let Him lead this. And so that's, I'm a strong personality and ambitious, and shifting that ambition so that I am not in charge, and recognizing God's in charge and being overtly that way with our people. Mm. You know, that's scary. The world would say that a leader needs to be strong and charismatic and have all the answers, and the kingdom would say a leader has to be submitted to the Lord and be quiet when He doesn't speak. And that's been some challenge for me at times.
Well, that's certainly servant leadership. Hold on for a minute. I want you to think about this during the break. How do you balance marriage and work? How do you make tough decisions? What do you do when you have disagreements in your family and your business? How do you handle those things? Just a reminder that information for the Thrive Conference, October 26th, Grand Canyon University, and it's also going to be streamed live worldwide. You can register today. We have early registration cutoff here just in a couple days at the end of the month. And so this is the time to get registered today for the conference. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's right at our website. And you can click events. We also have a direct, you know, address. It all takes you to the same spot, familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com. Talking with Holly and Rick Beatenbaugh, Beatenbaugh Homes, the largest home builders in West Texas, 7,000 homes. But more than building homes, they're about building kingdom. As he said, we're talking about kingdom business. That may be a new concept for you as a family business owner. We'll have more about that at the conference as well.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. You're probably familiar with the saying, choose a job that you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Now, there's some debate as to who said that, like some guy from Texas by the name of Confucius. But finding that kind of job can be one of the dreams that God wants you to live. And Dr. Randy has three teachings dealing with that very subject. Finding a dream worth pursuing, pursuing a dream worth finding, and your defining moments. Get these great teachings and more like them every month when you become a monthly partner with Intentional Living. To join, go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 4. Don't go away. Dr. Randy, Rick, and Holly have more to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Do me a favor. Really consider what it means to be successful.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
Okay, without worrying about your answer making sense or even if anyone agrees, how would you finish this sentence? To me, success means... Now, answer this question. How close am I to achieving my definition of success? What would bring me closer to what I think success is? When I think about these questions, I find I'm much closer to my notion of success than I was 5 or 10 years ago. You know, while we have areas of our lives we intentionally want to change or upgrade, it's still okay to acknowledge just how thankful we are for the success we have. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swendling.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Andy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Well, we do have Rick and Holly Beatenbow here on the line with us from Lubbock. Rick and Holly work together. They have a business that they started back in 1992, I think it was. Beatenbow Homes. They've built 7,000 homes, largest home builders in West Texas. And not only do they work together, but they have a team that they work with. And we're only scratching the surface on their story. They're going to be participating, one of the speakers at the upcoming Thrive Conference for Families and Business, along with Jerry Colangelo, businessman, sports executive, the former owner of the Phoenix Suns and Diamondbacks, and also the USA Basketball chairman of that. Dr. Kevin Lehman, I was just on the phone with him a few minutes ago. He's in a family business exploding. At 70 years old, he's a leader in a family business. He's going to tell his story along with his family. His daughter and son-in-law are going to be there. I get a chance to speak. Brian Mueller from Grand Canyon University, and we have many others that are going to be participating during the day. It's going to be a full day. And we appreciate Rick and Holly. They just come to give their time to be a part of this because they have a passion to reach people. I asked Holly a question a moment ago about, you know, what's your passion? What's yours, Rick? What's your passion when you talk to family businesses, Christians in family business? If you have a message for them, what would it be?
Well, my message is that God wants all of it. He wants it all. He wants your personal submission. He wants your family. He wants your business. There's no compartmentalization. It's all the kingdom. He wants all of it. And not to allow it to be separate. And each of those things should glorify God. I should glorify God. My family should glorify God. The business that I work in should glorify God. Those are not separate things. And the people who encounter those things should find the Lord. Mm-hmm. They should hear about the Lord. His name should be glorified, and that's a very different thing than being a Christian and being separate from those other things.
Well, that's interesting for many Christians that are listening who have separated in their minds their business, their wealth, their profession from, you know, their faith. That's not the way God designed for it. It's unified. We're all, everywhere we go, we're a follower of Christ. So let me ask you this, Holly. As you guys work together, you have a kingdom business, you certainly must have times where you disagree and so on. You know, how do you balance your work, your marriage, life, making all that work in a family setting, in a business setting?
Well, Rick and I, in August, celebrated our 27th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And so we have been doing the business together for 25 of those 27 years, and definitely there have been times when we disagree, when we we, you know, are created so differently. In fact, our gift sets are completely opposite in so many regards, and that actually is part of God's design. And what has been a blessing for us, you know, Rick, early on, he just values my peace. He values my peace. I mean, I have a degree in child development and family studies, and I bring love here. That's what I bring. I'm kind of the mom. I'm the grandma. I keep the kids. And he just kind of made a place for me and made a place for my gifts and my talents. And he finds value in my perspective, and what I see happening isn't always what he sees, but he's always willing to listen to that and take it to heart. And it affects the decisions that he makes. And that's been a huge blessing for me, to get to work alongside him and for him to find value in who God created me to be and let me be that here and not expect or require me to be anything different than exactly who God created me to be.
That's great. That's a great way to live in marriage if you're in a business together or not. Now, Rick, every time I've heard you guys talk about your business and your life and your how you bring your faith, you call it a kingdom business. There's people scratching their heads sometimes saying, how do you do that? How do you bring your faith into a workplace where you don't have Christians necessarily working together? And how do you navigate the legal issues and the relational issues and the challenges? And you're a Christian, and yet you got to confront problems sometimes and maybe fire people at times. How do you deal with that, the reality of being a Christian and having a kingdom business and then facing the tough stuff of business?
Well, it's not easy at times, but I think the times when it's not easy, it's because we're trying to do it ourselves. We're striving. We're not resting in the Lord. For me, that's been the case a lot of the times. The way this really looks, Holly said it, and I appreciate she's very humble about this, but the love that she brings is where you have to begin. Someone that comes to work here that's not a Christian, we're going to have to love them and care for them. Initially, that's the primary thing. Not preach to them, not throw things that they aren't familiar with, don't require things. So we're very inclusive. I think that's what a mission statement that is not an overtly Christian mission statement is. It's inclusive, and that's what we want to be. To say that we're a Christian business is not very inclusive, right? It means that if you're not a Christian, then you shouldn't be included. So we are careful to be inclusive, and everybody wants to be loved and cared about. And if they are, if that's their experience, then big things can happen and they become open. Maybe they have to heal from wherever they come from, and love is the best way for that to happen. And Holly does bring that. We co-lead. You know, I'm a hard driver at times. She's softened me much over the years, but she still brings that that careful and caring view. And I appreciate what she said, but sometimes I don't want to hear it in that moment, but later I will hear it and I will act on it. And that's the Lord correcting me. But that's how we reconcile that. And we do. We are serious. We're a serious business. We want to have an excellent product and service in the marketplace. We don't want people to buy homes from us because they're a Christian and we're a Christian. We want them to buy a home from us because it's the best home at the best value. I think we cripple our people if we do it any other way. We demand excellence. People are going to have to come here and contribute genuinely and with their best effort, or we have to ask them to go on. And, you know, stewardship is what we call that, and God was big on stewardship. He required people to do their part and for there to be an increase, or He would move on, and that's what we do. We have to live that way. We're going to try to do that in love, and we're going to do that more carefully, maybe than a typical business in the marketplace, but that's how we try to navigate that, and none of us is trustworthy with that individually. So the biggest key is that we do that as a group, as a team, all submitted to God.
Well, we just scratched the surface here, and you guys are going to be able to, you're going to be sharing at the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. Also on the panel, we're going to open up for some questions where you all who are attending can ask questions of some of these family business leaders and those in family business. And this is going to be, by the way, this isn't just transmitting information. This is going to be a time of really growing and a chance for you, if you have family with you, to communicate. Our prayer is at the end of the day. And this is what we've heard the last two conferences. People leave and say, wow, I got the network. It really inspired us. Can we do this again? You know, what can we do to follow up with this? And it's going to be a day that will be transformational for those who do attend. And again, it's going to be at Grand Canyon University for families and business. You're starting a business. You want to start a business. You're in a business. You're trying to transition a business. Wherever it may be, come and be a part of the day. Bring your family. Maybe you want to have a whole table for your family. You can get registered. The early registration cutoff here is the end of the month, the early bird cutoff. And so I would encourage you to register today. Come to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And when you do, you can hit events or you can go right directly to familybusinessconference.com, and all the information is there for you. Holly and Rick, thank you for being with me. We look forward to seeing you in person on October 26th in Phoenix.
Thank you so much for the privilege of getting to be with you. We're looking forward to it.
We are. Thanks, Dr. Carlson.
Yeah, the one thing I'm doing to be intentional is I have to get so overwhelmed and bombarded at work. I got this huge list I need to get done today, and just something snared me up, and I didn't think I was going to get it done early in the morning. I'd get upset, and the whole day was ruined. And God's really taught me that. You just need to take maybe even 10, 15, 30 minutes at a time and just do your best. It's just amazing that He's put my eyes on that 30 minutes and not the 9.5 hours I'm at work. And my days go by so much better.
Hello, this is Cornel McInnes. I'm living intentional because no matter what I'm going through the storm, God shows up all the time and let me know that He's there, no matter what happens. So I give all praises to God.
Hi, I just wanted to let Dr. Randy know how much this program means to me. And the intentional living focus has transformed my life in every aspect. Because without a goal, I would tend to be directed by the winds of change of life and what circumstances gobble me up. And I feel like intentional living has made me stronger.
Boy, that's why we're here. That's why this intentional living ministry is on the air. I hope you've enjoyed today. This has been a lot of fun. I know you say, well, maybe I'm not in a family business, but you know someone who is. And you work with family businesses. Do you realize, as we've talked, 80% of businesses in the country are family-owned and operated? We're talking about, what, around 15 million or so businesses that involve the family. And, boy, I'll tell you, what an opportunity to shine in a dark world as a family and business. So I want to thank Rick and Holly Beatenbow again for being with me, but I just need to point out that we are just 1 week away. The early bird registration discount cutoff for the Thrive Conference for Families and Business will be a week from today. Now, you may say, I can't get to Phoenix on October 26th. I'd love to have you be there in person at Grand Canyon University, but with technology today, you can be there anyway, live by streaming. And they've got all the streaming facilities and cameras and all that kind of stuff that we've hooked up. So you can register for your family to join us, your business, join us online and stream the conference live. And it'll be available afterward for those who sign up as well. So again, get registered, either come live or stream, be a part of it. This is going to be a life-changing event, the Thrive Conference for Families and Business, October 26th in Phoenix, or online streaming. Go to theintentionallife.com today, or we have a direct address right to the same spot, familybusinessconference.com, familybusinessconference.com. Monday, I return. We continue our series on goal setting, on pursuing a dream worth finding. Okay? We'll see you then.